It's going to happen. This is going to be the year. The Buffalo Bills are winning the Super Bowl over the Rams. The Hollywood ending is not Aaron Donald's winning another championship. The script in Hollywood is Josh Allen getting over the hump and Josh Allen delivering the amazing Bills fans, Bills Mafia, their first ever Super Bowl. It's Josh Allen's time to shine.
Speaking of shine, that's Adam Shine of Mad Dog Sports Radio. The Bills are winning the Super Bowl. Josh Allen's time to shine.
It's going
to
happen.
It's going to happen. Adam Shine.
Didn't know Shine would be much of a yeller.
I've never heard him do that before.
Yeah, right?
Maybe I just don't listen enough. Maybe someone else might. Like, hey, we're on SiriusXM as well, by the way. If you're listening across the country.
Didn't know he had it in him.
No. We're up in the satellites.
We're up in the satellites.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the stars.
We're in the stars. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you land amongst the stars. We go back to the phones. We go back to the phones. Rob in Connecticut. Rob, what you got for us? Happy Saturday. Happy long weekend as well.
Sneaking that in there.
Silly, wacky sports talk Saturday with Joe and Garrick. How are you guys doing today?
Good. We need to clip that for an open, Evan. I don't know if you heard that, but we got to get that in there. Good, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And this guy, Shine, what does he have? A copy of you? Gray Sports Almanac. I mean, come on. We're going to win it? All right. I love it. We're going to win. Buffalo all the way. Anyways, listen. Oh, one other question. I got a question for you, Joe, and Derek.
Okay.
What's the coolest? Uh-oh. What's the coolest name in the world? It's the greatest name in the world. Come on.
Coolest name in the world?
Yeah, it's the greatest name in the world.
Bartholomew.
Nope. Han Solo Burger.
Han Solo Burger, yes. Thank you. Sorry, I took a shot with Bartholomew. I didn't know where you were going.
I heard you say something about that's my boy earlier.
Rob, it's my favorite film. I could watch that hundreds of times over. It's so good.
You can't go wrong.
No.
You can't go wrong.
Oh. Uncle Vanny was Vanilla Ice this entire time. Like, come on. Nugget Pocket, it's the best. It's the best.
Nugget Pocket, yes. Mm. Nugget Pocket. Anyways, listen. You were talking about McDermott. It breaks my heart. He was such a good dude, but it's time for a change. We'll give Joe Brady the benefit of the doubt. But one of the things that I was thinking about was where would McDermott go? And there's only two teams that I can think of, and that would be the New York Jets if Aaron Glenn doesn't do his job. But what would really make sense is if Sirianni doesn't do his job and he gets fired, McDermott goes back. It's homecoming. He grew up right outside of Philly. So I wouldn't be surprised if he went to Philly. I mean, I could see that definitely happening. So what do you guys think?
Rob, I like to hear that. We talked about that a little bit, Rob. In the last segment. Thanks for the call. I'm with you on Philadelphia. I think Sirianni's on a shorter leash than many people think.
As a matter of fact, you basically said Joe's answers.
Yeah.
Joe said the Jets.
And Jets, and then the Eagles are my pick. I think you're looking at a guy, William & Mary guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just makes sense. I feel like he would bleed that culture.
I mean, he was also...
He worked on the team.
He was with them as a DC.
Yes. So bring him back. At that point, if Sirianni's really not cutting it, I think McDermott could win a Super Bowl. If a guy like Howie Roseman is his general manager is just going to get him a ton of weapons.
You know what he's not going to reportedly do? Go to his general manager and say the team's not good enough.
Right. He's not. When he's asked about this being a Super Bowl roster, you know what he's going to say? Yes. He's not going to tell you, I love these guys. I love these guys in the locker room.
What he'll do is he'll say both.
Yeah.
He'll say, yeah, it is.
I love these guys, and they're a Super Bowl contender.
He'll say, yeah, they are, and I love these guys.
Yes.
Like that. Exactly. That's probably how you say it. By the way, real quick, I know we got picks to do.
We got time for picks. It's fine.
We do have time for picks.
I don't know. We're going to
the college football docket is pretty cool over the course of the weekend.
Yeah. We got some good games. That's right. You want to run through them.
I mean, obviously, we got Clemson LSU tonight. That one should be. I hope there's just a lot of bad blood in that game. Really is all it is for me. But it's not really anything else for today's slate. It's tomorrow and Sunday. We've got Washington State and Washington opening up their season tomorrow. So you get a rivalry game right away. Wisconsin-Notre Dame, which Notre Dame should be the better team there, but, you know, Wisconsin does like to surprise every now and then. And then there's Louisville-Ole Miss, our top 25 matchup of the weekend. Number 24, Louisville. Number 9, Ole Miss. What's Ole Miss like without Lane Kiffin? As it's now like a new season, it's not just Lane's team that goes into the playoff and wins a couple games.
Right.
This is Pete Golding's team. Louisville's a team that it's always a will they, won't they sort of thing where they always flirt toward the bottom of the top 25 but never really break through past that. And then SMU, Florida State. And I hope that SMU takes that 3-point favorite and waxes the Seminoles. That is disrespectful for the 19th-ranked team SMU against a Florida State program that is, in the past years, become a burning tire fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a 3-point favorite to an unranked FSU? Are you kidding me?
Right, right.
Bury them. Bury them. The four-pick parlay for the college, though.
Yeah, you did
already
yesterday?
Ruined.
Yeah, you and Zach Jones did those yesterday. Zach's still those. Alive?
I don't know what Zach's look like. I don't have them written down. I'm just going to have to text him, but I also have to text him that immediately by half a point, I lost my first one.
Yeah, that's a tough scene, especially when you're that close and it's just a half point on the spread.
Yeah, Purdue.
Not good.
Did not get the full spread against Indiana State. So Purdue let me down early. What else is new?
You're right.
We are so back.
Yeah, there's nothing different. Basketball might be a little different, but I mean.
Well, eventually I get let down.
Sure. I guess. Sorry, it's just such a tough scene for you. I don't mean to make light of this situation.
Purdue football is buns. It's okay. Yeah. I can admit this thing.
Yeah.
But at least I could try to like pick them for a game and it makes sense.
Right. All right. Are you ready?
Speaking of picks.
It's time to make some. Hit that football music and on we go because we've got to pick the entire season.
As we do.
As we do. And you throw, I just have to call this into question. Last year, you did in fact throw out the sheets at the end of the season because you were so horrifically wrong in a division. I would like to call that into question because we never really got to talk about it. You just did it. And then you're like, yeah, we're not talking about it. That's it.
That's the
no comment? You're, what's happening here?
That's the beauty of writing something on paper is that you have the satisfaction of crumpling it up and throwing it into the garbage.
I'm going to double down, and I will write everything down as well. So.
No, I know. But like, it's not as satisfying if you delete it from a computer.
I guess you're right.
You could just be so mad at your pick, and you just crumble up a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why not? Where do we want to start here, Derek? Do you want to start where we know in the AFC East, or what are we feeling?
You know what? Let's start with the familiar territory. Yeah, you know what? Let's circle around to it and end it with it because we all know what it's going to be. So why not get the fascination out of the way here?
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
we'll start in the AFC then. We'll go AFC North to start.
Well, no. Let's go NFC first.
Sounds good. Sorry, I'm just switching my page.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to go NFC East, circle all the way around. Go to the West, transfer there to the AFC in the West, and then circle back down to the East.
Okay.
There we go.
That works with me.
All right, so we're going to start with the NFC East.
All right.
And I don't like what I'm about to say.
Okay. All right, we're off to a good start. The Giants are winning the division? Is that what you're about to say?
I only hate this. I'm not a fool. Well, okay, sometimes I am. The Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
I feel gross.
So you have the Cowboys winning the division.
I have the Cowboys winning the division.
I like that pick. I think that's a good pick.
No, it makes sense. I just hate it.
Yeah, he just doesn't like it.
Yeah, there's a difference between being dumb and hating it.
I mean.
So, yeah, I'm taking Dallas to win the division.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I don't know. What's the rest of the division look like for you?
Oh, that's right. We're actually picking the entire
order.
Yeah,
we're not just picking the winners here.
That's what we're supposed to do here.
Yes, we're doing picks.
Dallas, Philly, Washington, Giants.
Dallas, Philly, Washington, Giants. Okay. I don't hate that from you. Give me... Sorry, I'm just getting yours down. Dallas, Philly, Washington, Giants. Give me the same thing. Because I agree with you. Not to be simple or whatever, but Dallas, I think, is going to have a great season. I think Dak Prescott, if healthy, is going to be great. I think if you're looking at their offense and you have, you know, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, probably better or worse than Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, that wide receiver duo. I would argue a little better because the wide receiver two is basically a wide receiver one. So give me the Dallas Cowboys on top, and... Give me the Commanders actually in second. I'm changing it up.
Okay.
Commanders in second. I think Philly is just a dumpster fire this season, and Sean McDermott's called in to coach them the next season. And yeah, that's where I'll go with that. So Dallas, Washington, Philly, Giants.
All right. We move on to the NFC North.
Okay.
This might be the toughest division to predict, even now. Even though there's some teams that have headed in certain directions, I'm going to go ahead and take a bold stance here and think that the Detroit Lions are back.
Okay.
I'm going to give Detroit the division. I'm going to give Chicago second.
All right.
I'm going to give Green Bay their usual spot as a 6 or a 7. And then Minnesota is fourth.
Okay. All right, run that by me one more time.
It is Detroit, Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota.
Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota.
And there is an interesting caveat to this, which is 3 playoff teams in the North. Now what happens as I predict the rest of my conference?
It's a good question. This is a tough division because
that's what I'm saying. It's the hardest one to pick.
Minnesota could be good with Kyler Murray in my brain. With Kevin O'Connell, I think that works. Ooh. All right. Give me Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota. So just swap Chicago and Detroit for me. I really like Ben Johnson. I know they're going to have to play a harder schedule this year. But still, without Ben Johnson for Detroit, I don't know how much ground they can really make up there. And I think they'll own the Packers and the Vikings twice in a season. So I don't know what it is. Are the Packers like speaking to you on some kind of a level? Because with me, I'm really struggling with them. I feel like they're fine.
It's consistency.
Yeah.
They're consistently good but not great.
Right.
And that is going to still mean something. At the very least for making a postseason, Green Bay has always been at least good enough.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been something special.
Right.
To end the year, but they have Micah Parsons get injured. Jordan Love is a good quarterback, though.
Yes,
Michael Furr is a good head coach. They'll make it.
All right. Up next, where do you want to go?
Let's go to the NFC South.
Okay.
I'm going to regret this one because this is the one that made me throw out the paper.
Oh, no.
Tampa Bay, back on top.
Okay.
Followed by New Orleans, then Carolina, and then Atlanta.
New Orleans, Carolina, and then Atlanta. Okay.
Carolina, I see a downturn. I think that it's that Bryce Young ultimately will prove that he's not worth the contract. The Panthers are going to be on the hunt for a new quarterback. New Orleans is trending upwards. It is a question of if Tyler Shuck is good enough to win a division or not, and I think the answer is no. But Baker Mayfield's going to put Tampa in a really awkward position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the contract and
with
all
the contract negotiation. And it's also going to save Todd Bowles' job.
All right. One more time for the people in the back.
Tampa, New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta, with only one playoff team in Tampa Bay.
New Orleans, Carolina, and Atlanta. All right. I don't think I'm going to be that much different from you. I don't believe in the Panthers like I did last season for whatever reason. I was the bullish one saying they were going to win the division last year. And they did. Bryce Young had some exciting games. I just don't know what to make of him. I feel like it's so
right.
Hit or miss with him. I just don't really know what to think. Whenever I hear Bryce Young's name, I have to immediately question what's about to come out of my mouth next. So I don't get it. So give me Tampa on top. I do agree Baker Mayfield is going to be in a very interesting position with them. So give me Tampa, New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta. I'll go identical to you because I don't really see there's a different outcome there, especially with the Falcons quarterback situation just being an absolute nightmare. We, as Evan's been alluding in his updates, we don't know who the starter is. So, and it's either Michael Penix Jr. coming off a knee injury, a season ender, or it's Tua turn the ball over, who cannot play football to save his life, who's commenting on his own Instagram posts, "We believe in you" with heart emojis. We can't be doing that.
Hey.
We just can't be doing that.
You know what, though? He's at least trying to hype himself up.
I guess you're right. All right, finally in the NFC here, who are you taking in the final division?
The Arizona Cardinals. No, it's going to be the Rams.
What? Here's my... I want to talk about the Rams for a moment. You will use this for Rams chatter for a second. The super teams, historically, the stat's been brought up, they don't win all the time. In fact, it's not much of the time that they actually make their way through the playoffs and win. But with Aaron Donald back, with Myles Garrett, with Stafford still playing, you got Nacua who might be suspended. We're figuring that out as we go. And Davante Adams, like, they're pretty stacked. Kyren Williams, Blake Corum. Like, what do you think about the Rams? Do you think they're actually one of the super teams that could make it? Or is it going to be one of those cautionary tales? Like, you don't want to build a super team because they're statistically not going to make it all the time.
It is luck that you need when you assemble a super team, and I don't think the Rams are going to have enough of it in January.
Okay.
I think they will run through the regular season. I don't think that they're going to be healthy enough to sustain super team. Nobody is.
Okay.
It's a long season. Somebody's going to get hurt and mess up the entire picture.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not going to be in the regular season where it happens.
Okay.
I have the Rams as the one seed.
Rams is the one seed. I don't.
I have Seattle as the second team, a playoff team, San Fran out of postseason at 3, and Arizona at 4.
Okay, 49ers at 3. No hope for Arizona, really?
No.
Me
Can
neither.
They win 5 games?
Me neither. No, I agree with you. I agree. All right. I alluded to my first pick.
Yep.
It's not the Rams. It's the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're good, and I think they're really good. I love Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Sam Darnold in this system, minus Clint Kubiak, actually, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about that. But
not too late to change the minds.
I'm gonna just stick with it.
Hey, stick with the gut.
I genuinely like Sam Darnold, though, as their quarterback. I think it'll be another good season for him. Charbonnet in the running back situation is whatever. They drafted a running back, which everyone's confident in. They lose Kenneth Walker to the Chiefs. It's fine. I just think they're still going to put up some numbers, and I think they're being slept on because of the Rams on paper, where the Seahawks against the Rams last year, basically just missing Myles Garrett and Aaron Donald. This is really the two big differences for them. Offensively, the Seahawks defense was able to go after him a little bit. I remember there were games that it was just back and forth. Charbonnet gets that lucky 2-point conversion because that game was so back and forth. That was the deciding factor. Picks it up after it fumbles into the end zone. So I think they're just they were so back and forth last season that I guess I'm going to hedge my own bets and think that the Seattle Seahawks are going to be able to pull something out here.
All right, then. So you'll probably have the Rams, I would imagine, second.
Yes, Rams second, 49ers third, Arizona Cardinals in the bottom spot.
All right, so real quick.
Yeah.
I've been picking playoff teams.
Okay.
So I might challenge you to do the same.
All right.
Rams 1, Dallas 2, Detroit 3, Tampa 4, because NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle 5, Chicago 6, Green Bay 7.
Okay. So I'll give Rams Seahawks. I have the Seattle winning the division, so I'll give them 1 and the Rams 2, right?
Well,
oh, that can't happen.
Yep.
That
would mean 5.
Yeah, Rams 5, which might be better for them, truthfully. Give me Dallas at 2, Chicago 3, Tampa 4 at that point.
Yep. Rams 5.
Rams 5. How many more? 2 more?
You need the 6 and the 7.
6 and the 7, okay. Detroit makes it, and Washington makes it. Washington
Ooh.
First, though. Washington 6, Detroit 7.
Okay.
So I've got 1 from the NFC South, which tracks.
I mean, that tracks.
from years past. That doesn't change all that
My
much.
Plot twist is that it's only going to be 1 from the NFC East, it'll be Dallas.
Okay.
All right. The logjam will be created this year, not by the West, but by the North.
All right. Sounds good. I like the NFC pick so far. We'll be posting these, by the way, because we want to actually keep a record. And so Derek can't throw away the piece of paper at the end of the season when he's ashamed of how they work out. But
again, it'll be satisfying.
Right. It will be. We'll take a timeout, though. We'll be back on the other side for the AFC to wrap up the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday. Your call is also welcome throughout. We'll get to them before the show wraps up. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, Sports Talk Saturday on WGR. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. It's predictions week, as we're not going to be here. Yeah, we will.
We're not going to be here?
No, we'll be here. I'm thinking of New England and the Rams games the next week. We won't be here for those two games.
No.
We'll be back before the start of the NFL season.
Well, I mean, we'll be here. We just don't have a show before
sure,
then.
Sure. So we'll do predictions for those two games as well before the end of the show. But we left off. We had just gone through the entirety of the NFC and did the division winners as well.
Now it's the AFC's turn.
Yep. All right. I'll start with the AFC. That's fine with you.
That's fine.
Change it up a little
bring
bit.
Bring it on.
We'll start with the AFC North. We'll save the AFC East for last. That's fine with you.
Okay.
All right. Are the Bengals going to win it this year? Are they back? I think they are. I think the Bengals win the division.
Okay.
As much as that kind of pains me to say. But again, what are we really expecting? Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns is my order. And I don't have to explain the Browns at the bottom. The Steelers are going to just be middling. They won the division last year when everyone had a 500 record with old head coaches and old schemes. Now everyone's kind of rejuvenated here except for Zach Taylor. So it'll be interesting. But I think the Bengals did enough on defense where they're actually Joe Burrow throwing 50 touchdowns is actually going to mean something. So go ahead, though. What's your pick?
I'm going to go ahead and take Baltimore.
Okay.
I think that Minter as the head coach, much like Brady, comes into a really good situation.
Okay.
Cincinnati will be second in this one here. Finally, Pittsburgh is going to meet themselves a demise that they're not used to, which is, you know, not having a winning record. Mm-hmm. And all it's going to do is allow for Mike Tomlin to come back 1 year later.
Okay. So you have Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns?
Yes, I've switched up one and two on you.
Okay.
So there we go. All right, next.
All right, up next, we'll go to the AFC South. I don't know I'm going to be honest with you, Derek. The Colts confuse me a little bit.
They do.
Because at one point last season, they were leading the AFC conference. They were on top. They were doing phenomenally.
They were the one seed.
And then Daniel Jones tears his Achilles after breaking his fibula the week before. And he's
brutal.
Out there. It's ridiculous that he was even out there.
It's
a lot of props
life.
For him.
And then they have Phillip Rivers ending the season.
I think it goes Texans, Colts, Titans, Jags.
No, whoa.
I need to stop myself.
Yes, you do.
Texans, Jags, Colts, Titans. I forgot the Jaguars are legit with Liam Cohen as their coach. I think the Texans defense, though, is going to be crazy. So, Texans, Jags, Colts, Titans.
I'm going to go ahead and play quite the pivot on you here.
Okay.
Well, not quite the pivot.
Are the Titans on top for you? That would be weird.
That would be weird for me.
You actually despise them.
That would be me actively crumbling up the paper and throwing it out.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead with Jacksonville to win the division again.
Okay.
We're going to get ourselves a repeat from the Jaguars, a team that doesn't really do this often. And then I'm going to go Houston, Indy, and then can Tennessee win 5 games?
Right. So Texans, Colts, and then Titans. Okay, so all you did was put the Jags on top.
Yep.
All right. Up next, we have the AFC West. This one's interesting to me. Because I think Justin Herbert and the Chargers are winning this thing. I legitimately think so. So I'll put Chargers on top.
Okay.
And then looking at the rest, do the Chiefs miss the playoffs? I think they do. Give me the Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, I think is what we're going to end up with here.
Until
Nick
the
Wright
Chargers,
thinks I'm being disrespectful.
Until the Chargers prove something to me, I will never respect them.
Okay.
I'm going with Denver, Kansas City, Chargers, Raiders.
Broncos. So you don't even think the Chargers would be second in the division?
No. Because they constantly show me any time that there's something to believe in for them to not do it. Well, oh, but they have Mike McDaniel now. Cool.
You don't want to take the Raiders at least a little bit more seriously with Fernando Mendoza?
No.
And Clint Kubiak?
In a couple years.
In a couple
Just not
years.
Now.
Okay.
Just not now. But yeah, I've got Denver, Kansas City, LA, and then, of course, the Raiders following it up on the bottom there. I think the bottom of the AFC is so easily cemented.
Yeah.
That, like, we don't have to worry too much about it. We already know who's going to be fourth in the AFC East, as that's coming up next.
Right. All right, fourth in the AFC East. Let's go bottom to top here. Jets.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Dolphins. Just wanted to throw you off the scent. No, I think the Jets might be a little sneaky, like going to be taking people out of the playoffs at some points, trying to win games down the stretch here. So we'll go Dolphins, Jets. What do you think I'm going to go order-wise here?
Well, I would be surprised if you picked the Patriots to win the division.
Surprised you will be.
Really?
I picked the Bills, no.
Yeah.
So Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins. I think the Bills get back to their winning ways in the division. I think the schedule being a little tougher for New England this season is going to make it a little more difficult for them to go on the run they did last year. And I think we'll see a little bit more of what we saw in the playoffs. I know they added A.J. Brown. They added Romeo Doubs. So they did upgrade some talent, but at the same time, I think the Bills also did the same, so I think they're going to be better off.
All right, so we've got our division winners.
Mm-hmm. You're the same order I am?
Yes, I'm not deliberating anything differently about the AFC East. I think it's Buffalo, New England, Jets, Miami. Now, here comes the fun part. Joe, in terms of seeding, I've got Baltimore at the one. The Bills continue to do what they do and not get the one seed.
Okay.
Bills at the two. Denver at the three, Jacksonville at the four. And I was really fighting between those two on that one.
Okay. I have a very different order from you. 1 second, I'm just marking them all down. I think Bills one seed.
Really?
Chargers two seed. Texans three seed. Bengals at the four seed.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens five. Jags six. Patriots seven.
All right, so the plot twist here for me. The rest of my playoff seeds are Houston at the five, New England at the six.
Okay.
And the Bills getting the most cursed matchup that they could in the first round of the playoffs, Kansas City at seven.
They always find a way.
They will find their way back, and we're all going to be freaking out about a seven seed.
And who was your third seed and fourth?
Denver, then Jacksonville.
Okay.
So to recap it here, Baltimore at the one, Buffalo 2, Denver 3, Jacksonville 4, Houston, the first wild card at 5, New England at the 6, and then everyone's going to be freaking out when the Kansas City Chiefs have to come to town for a wild card game.
Okay. Wow. This is good stuff here. I might be high on the Chargers. A little too high. But I think Mike McDaniel with Justin Herbert, I just think that's a match made in heaven. Because he made Tua serviceable for how long? Right?
Yeah,
and now he gets the chance to do it with Justin Herbert, who actually has some talent. I mean, I'll take that any day of the week. Super Bowl winner? Are we going this far? You want to go farther?
Let's do it. Let's do it. We have time.
We have time.
I'm just going to really quick write down everything on the side here for me in terms of my playoff formats here.
Yes.
We're going to have to go round by round based on this.
We're going to have to go round by round.
So we're going to need to buy some time here for me as I write
things down. That's fine. I'm going to have to do the same. I might do that afterwards. But
and here we go. So we're going to start out here for me in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a fun matchup in the first round here between division rivals, Detroit and Chicago.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take Detroit to win that one first. Give me Seattle against Tampa Bay in the wild card round, and then give me the hilarity to ensue again where Green Bay upsets Dallas as the seventh seed again.
Okay.
Just for the laughs.
All right. So I got to remember how these numbers work now. Who matches up with who? All right. Sorry, 1 second.
No worries. And then, all right, so that would mean that my next round in the NFC playoffs would be the Rams against the Packers, the Lions against the Seahawks. I'm going to buy you time by going through my NFC conference here.
Go ahead.
So, with that, that means that the Rams against Green Bay, and I think that the Rams are going to take that one. I am going to set up another repeat of the NFC Championship game between the Rams and the Seahawks. Seattle will beat Detroit. The Rams will beat Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're setting up for another NFC West showdown in the championship game where the Seahawks will win the conference for a second year in a row. And it will be Seattle representing in the Super Bowl once again.
Okay.
As for the AFC, Buffalo to take down Kansas City in the first round, so everyone's going to say it doesn't count. I'm going to take Jacksonville to beat Houston, and then Denver to beat New England, and all the top seeds are going to advance here, which would then set up a Bills-Broncos repeat in the divisional round, while Baltimore would get Jacksonville.
Okay.
But Buffalo this time is at home against Denver, and hopefully with a defense that doesn't yield 30 points a game in the playoffs.
Okay.
Give me the Bills to win against Denver, and give me Jacksonville to beat Baltimore. And it's Jacksonville and Buffalo in the AFC Championship game.
All right. That's crazy.
It is a little crazy, is it not?
Just a touch. So 2-7. I'm just writing everything down over here right now.
What gets crazier as I continue to buy you your time that you need.
Thank you.
I'm going to pick Jacksonville to beat Buffalo in the AFC Championship game and go face Seattle in the Super Bowl.
All right.
And everyone's going to hate that life. I hope I'm as wrong as I could be. And Seattle's going to do something that hasn't happened in a long time. They're going to repeat as champions in
this
scenario.
Okay.
So I have Seattle beating Jacksonville in the Super Bowl. Bills making another AFC Championship game and falling short.
Dude, that's crazy.
Better than me picking them to go to the Super Bowl and lose.
I guess you're right.
Or is that just as painful?
I think it might be more painful.
I think it's just as painful. I don't think it's more painful.
Okay. So now I have my wild card matchups written out. So I'm now going to go game by game. You ready?
Let's do it.
So I have Dallas versus Detroit, Chicago versus Washington, and Tampa Bay versus the Rams. I'm going to take Dallas over Detroit, Chicago over Washington, and then the Rams over Tampa easily in that area. Okay? So now, off of the bye week, you have Seattle. And that would be then the lowest remaining seed playing the number one seed. So that would be then the Rams. So Seattle v. LAR there.
And then Dallas and Chicago.
I got to say, I like all of these matchups. If I was a fan just watching these, I'd be ecstatic. Give me Dallas over Chicago. And then the Rams over Seattle. So Dallas v. Chicago for the championship, the NFC.
You mean the Rams?
Or the Rams, yes, excuse me. Dallas versus the Rams for the championship. And give me Dallas.
Really?
Really, really. I think it's Dallas versus whoever in the AFC for the Super Bowl. So now let's go through the Super Bowl matchups. Chargers versus New England. Give me the Chargers. Houston against Jacksonville. Houston because of the defense. Cincinnati takes on Baltimore in round one. Give me the Bengals. I think they're going to be able to do it. So now the lowest remaining seed.
What was the Houston winner?
Houston over Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
A couple divisional matchups in the playoffs early, the way it worked out.
All right.
So then you have, let's see, look at
that's
this.
All your higher seeds.
Higher seeds means
that the Bills get to take on Cincy. The
Bills take on Bengals. Bills versus Cincy. And then
Houston
and Chargers. And I think here, Chargers beat the Texans. So Chargers beat Texans. And the Bills beat the Bengals. And this is where they get over the hump. I think they make their first Super Bowl appearance. Bills versus Chargers. Bills
since 1993.
Sure. I guess. I mean, in my lifetime for a Super Bowl appearance, I'll say.
You need to say it accurately.
Okay. All right. They make their first modern-day Super Bowl appearance from the turn of the century.
God.
Bills.
First appearance since 1993 would be your scenario here, yes.
And it's in a rematch.
Against Dallas.
What do I do here? Now, this is the question.
Okay,
if
you don't want to feel disgusting, you pander.
But I can't pander.
Then you're picking Dallas.
Ah.
Yeah, you're picking Jerry Jones to be happy.
Yeah, give me the Bills. Bills. Bills win.
Yeah, like you set yourself up into a very gross scenario there.
Bills
win. Like, at least I got the Bills out of the way so that, like, it doesn't hurt more. like, ew, I have to pick that team to win the Super Bowl? No, I'm just going to have to force myself to take the Bills.
Yes. The Bills win the Super Bowl over the Dallas Cowboys to get revenge from the Troy Aikman era.
Sure.
In their first modern-day Super Bowl appearance.
Sure.
Since the turn of the century. Those are our picks, though, ladies
so
and gentlemen.
So you've got Buffalo over Dallas. I've got Seattle over Jacksonville.
I've got Bills winning the one seed in the AFC and winning the Super Bowl. So we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, dude, come on.
It was a little bit of
You think life gets that easy?
I mean, hey, they made the change to get there, right? What if I believe in the change, Derek?
Life is not that easy, ever.
What if I believe in the change?
Not here. Not for us.
Who knows? It can be. All right. Bills win the Super Bowl on mine. Who wins it on yours again?
Seattle. Champions.
All right. Seattle goes back-to-back on Derek's. We'll post these at some point, but had to get some predictions out of the way for Predictions Week in the NFL. We'll take a timeout. We'll wrap the show up on the other side. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Sabres, you know.
I'm going to pop some tags. Sorry, I had to wait. Yeah, we are back with the Sabres. WGR, the radio home for a multi-year deal with the Buffalo Sabres and Odyssey. All 84 regular season games, playoff games. Sabres Live will be replayed at
night. Dang well better be.
Yeah, so I'm excited. That'll be fun. And right after their record-breaking season, you could say. Attendance-wise in the last decade. Attendance-wise in the last decade.
That's not record-breaking.
Yeah, come on. Pump them up a little bit. What are we doing here?
No. I would go with historic.
That's the same thing.
No,
it's just
not.
Synonym.
No.
Cinnamon.
No. It's not cinnamon. It's record-breaking means you have to break a record.
But to be historical, you have to, in fact, break records.
No, it goes down in history that you broke a playoff drought that was the longest in the National Hockey League.
What goes in history books?
It's not record breaking, it's drought breaking. That is historic. It is, you know what? Fine, Joe. Instead of anything breaking, it's still not record breaking, but sure was memorable, wasn't it?
I'm finding a way to call it record breaking.
Did they break a record?
Viewership wise, possibly.
Stop.
Was record breaking in terms of ending the longest playoff drought in NHL history. They ended it. They broke the record for the longest playoff drought in NHL history.
No, they broke that record while they had the drought. And they kept breaking it every year. They still had it. Stop. You're trying to use a word that doesn't go there. Drought breaking.
Sure.
Anyway.
I'm excited for them to get started. Their season starts in less than a month.
Metsaya is signed back in for 1 year deal.
Yep, they signed Zach Metsa.
Our PDO merchant.
Yeah. I'm very eager to see if there is a move made. We got the hella blurb earlier this week.
Also, I don't want to hear anybody calling in, and I'm going to keep standing on the soapbox.
Okay.
Owen Power is no longer overpaid.
No, he's fine.
Makar got a $20 million per season cap hit now.
Mm-hmm.
Zeev Bouyam is getting $9 million plus per year. Joe, do you know who Zeev Bouyam is?
I don't.
Zeev Bouyam is the top prospect defenseman that was used in the Quinn Hughes trade from Minnesota. They already locked him up to a $9 million cap hit. And Bouyam hasn't done anything yet. So Power at his $8 million price tag all of a sudden looks like one of the better bargains in hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you think that Rasmus Dahlin is $9 million less capable than Cale Makar? I think not.
I would agree with you on that. I still stand on my box, at least, of they've got to do something. I think they have to. If they go into this season, which we've seen before.
They have less than a month.
I know. Things can still be done into the season. I'm not arguing against that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying something, they've got to add somewhere. Because remember last time they had a good season? They're like, oh, we're just going to run it back. They're 1 point out from the playoffs. they were not the same team. They were figured out. And they tried to do something that wasn't their strong suit. Now, that could be totally fine if they just stick to their strong suit, whatever, this season. I get that. But I think it is an arms race in a sense. And right now, Montreal and Buffalo are kind of on the outside of that in this division. You know?
I think they're fine. I think that they were the team that if you had to take a couple players off of that roster, the Sabres would be the one to survive it. And yeah. They're still made ready enough to get this done with the roster as it's currently presented. There's a lot of belief that you can have in the group that has been put together. And you don't have to sacrifice things if you don't feel like it is necessary. Do I think that Shovel Dayoff and Kekalainen have been butting heads now too much over the Hellebuck trade? Yes.
Potentially.
It seems like each of them is trying to win.
Right.
Instead of just trying to get a deal that works for them. You're trying to get one over on the other guy.
Well, I think Winnipeg overplayed their hand at this point.
Winnipeg overplayed their hand, but I think that Buffalo is trying to make sure they don't give up too much either. So, like, why does the deal not get done?
Well, it's being reported that this deal, the conversations have sparked back up this past week. So,
yeah. So,
we're
going to
see what happens.
There's a lot that you look at and you figure it out from there. But
we are at the end of the show.
We are at the end of the show. Thanks to everybody that called in, by the way.
Much appreciated. And we love talking to you about the Bills. Guess what? Next week's the week. Football starts this week.
Next week we do a
pregame, essentially, a day before. And then we have our full-blown pregame lineup and postgame.
Yeah. Yesterday. It's going to be next week. We're in preview mode.
It's exciting stuff.
We're here.
Yes. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday on WGR. We'll talk next week. Have a good weekend. Long weekend.